I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Monday. Ronna McDaniel will be here, the head of the RNC. And I'm glad that Republicans are pressing right to the end here. And they're targeting places like Pennsylvania. So they come here to press the idea we have to get this done. It's maddening to see that the House will vote tomorrow. The Senate, not sure when this week. Just vote already. The longer this goes on, the longer that it's out there, because it seems to be set. It seems like this is going to happen. All right, let's go to Ronna McDaniel, head of the RNC, back in town with us. Ronna, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Always wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it seems like things are set in place, and I'm very glad you guys are still pressing right to the end. So the House votes tomorrow. Do you have a sense of when the Senate's going to vote?
Yeah, sometime this week. I'm not exactly sure when that's going to happen. I think maybe Wednesday or Thursday. But I'm optimistic that they have the votes. We're going to get the most historic tax cuts that we've seen since Ronald Reagan. And this is going to be good for our country, for our economy, and most importantly for the middle class of this country who have been left behind with the anemic Obama economy.
Let's talk about the criticism of that. I'm on board with it. National Review says, given the political climate and everything else, this is a solid accomplishment. What about those, though, front page of the New York Times, they're going to play this angle, in five or six states where the $10,000 cap is going to hurt them with the local tax and property tax and all that?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to take into account. One is 80% of individuals in this country do not itemize their deductions. So having this cap on property taxes and state and local taxes won't even affect them. The second thing is, the standard deductions being doubled from $12,000 to $24,000, and the child tax credits being doubled. So those are all good things that are going to help people take home more of their hard-earned money, especially a middle-class family who makes roughly $75,000 will see $2,000 more come home. So Democrats are going to fight this as hard as they can. This is good for the American people, not to mention the corporate tax cuts, which is going to make us competitive globally, which will bring more jobs to this country. When we have more jobs, we're going to see higher wages.
Now, you guys have settled on this figure of $2,000 because you've even put up a new site, Paycheck President, the Paycheck President, talking about President Trump. Contact your senator for an extra $2,000 in your pocket.
Yeah, we're highlighting the middle class tax cuts. You know, Democrats have gotten a lot of Pinocchios as they've gone around and tried to dissuade people of the good things that are coming out of this tax bill. So we created our own website, paycheckpresident.com. It shows the savings that the middle-class families are going to get, and it also gives a map so you can call your Democrat senators and ask them to support this middle-class tax cut. Democrats have made a calculated decision. They've said we dislike this president so much that we're going to fight him at every turn, even if it's in the best interest of our constituents and the American people. And it's a losing proposition for Democrats. They should be coming on board and supporting the middle class of this country who have seen their wages stagnate and have been struggling for 10 years.
Now, Chairwoman, the polling, though, you know, I look at all the polling, take it with a grain of salt. This is not wildly popular. So it's good what you're doing, because when it goes through, even tangible results are going to be battled over. I mean, you know, the media is on the side of those who want to say this is just about the rich. So do you agree, though, the polling indicates, at least now, we still have a selling job to do going forward with this?
We do have a selling job to do, and that's why we launched this website. But there are things that the American people should look at. One, look at the Dow. We've seen the stock market rise on the news of this tax cut. Well, that's good for everyone because we all have 401ks and pensions, and that lifts everybody. We've also seen our GDP go to 3% through the deregulation and the other things that are happening. This is going to boost our economy. The Democrats would let the American people think that 2% growth in our country is fine. That's good enough. That's the best we can do. And President Trump has said, no, we need to do better. And this plan is going to help us do better and help grow our economy and put more money in people's pockets, which everyone deserves.
Now, in fact, Steve Mnuchin was on yesterday on CBS. I saw him say this, that we'll see the tax cut impact in our paychecks in February.
Yeah, you're going to see an impact in February. People are going to feel this immediately. We're going to see our economy continue to grow. And again, the question is, why aren't Democrats signing up for this? Why aren't they supporting the president and Republicans and coming across the aisle? You know, one of the other things we see in our polling is people do want bipartisanship. And Democrats have doubled down on this resist, obstruct, anything that we can do to stop this president at all costs. And it's just not good for the American people. It's time for them to come across the aisle and work with Republicans.
Let me talk with you because you have done a great job of organization. Every time that we deal with your people and have you on, it's obvious to me. I tell listeners behind the scene. And you tried your best in Alabama. What's your biggest takeaway from Alabama, one of the most Republican states, that we now have a Democrat who, although yesterday was making some reasonable comments on most interviews, he's still a Democrat. What's the big takeaway for the RNC?
Well, first of all, Doug Jones is welcome to come over to the Republican side of the aisle. We had that happen already this year with the West Virginia governor. So
right.
we welcome him with open arms. But there are takeaways from these specials. First of all, I've been saying this since the beginning of the year, that special elections are special. There's unique circumstances. You can't extrapolate too much from them as to what's going to happen in 2018. And we won five of these specials. So that's a consistent message I've given. But there are some things to take into account. One, candidates matter. We do need good, strong candidates that can win across the country.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry
to interrupt, but is the RNC, because President Trump has essentially asked Roy Moore to stand down, have you guys said anything about not pursuing this continuation of the campaign?
Yeah, we're not investing in any
continuation
of the campaign. And at the margin that he's behind 1.5%, it doesn't trigger an automatic recount, so he should stand down.
Okay.
But that being said, candidates matter. We've got great recruitment happening across this country. In your state of Pennsylvania, we're recruiting good candidates to run for Senate against Bob Casey. And then we're going to have to work together as a party. We can't have party infighting and expect to win. So we've got to all be swimming in the same direction if we're going to win in 2018. The Democrats are bringing everything. This obstruct, resist, opposition, that's wholly uniting. We're running on a vision for this country, and we need to put forward policies that benefit the American people. And that's going to start this week with this tax cut. And we've been doing that all year with deregulation, with judges, with investing in our military, with our veterans, with defeating ISIS. So hopefully in 2018, when voters go to the polls, they're going to say, my life's better now because of Republican leadership, and I'm going to continue to put them in the majority.
Give that website again, would you please, for the Paycheck President, where people can check it out.
Sure. It's paycheckpresident.com. Take a look at it. It talks about the tax cut, the benefits, and gives a way for you to contact your senator to ask them to get on board.
Thank you for reaching out to be here in Philadelphia. Merry Christmas to you and a good first year. Thank you, as always, for joining us.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for having
Tom
me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.